but I switched to Hebrew with when. First of all, welcome. I'm very glad to be with you here. I would like to go over all the names, but I won't do it now because I suppose you did it a few times already and it's exhausting for you. But I'll do it later on. Halakha is the most important thing that we have. Machshava is important, Tanakh is important, but Halakha gives us the rules how to behave, how to live in the right way. But Halakha is also one of the most interesting things to learn. Unfortunately, not always people learn and teach Halakha in the way that I think should be. And sometimes people find Halakha as boring, but really Halakha is amazing, it's interesting, amazing, and I hope that this year we'll succeed learning together Halakha, understanding deeply, and also finding Halakha to be exciting and touching Bezrat Hashem. In the Tanakh, we can see something very interesting, that Nevi'im, Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, they were with amazing power. Power of Nevu'ah, power of Tochecha. In English would say Tochecha. Special power. But although they had special power, most of the generations of the Nevi'im, we find a lot of problems. Avodah Zarah, Shfichu Damim, Gezel, a lot of problems that Avdut, Avadim, slaves, the Nevi'im speak about them. In the end of the Nevu'ah, Ezra, Nehemiah, beginning of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, we find that things are much better. No Avodah Zarah. Also from other issues and other aspects, they look better. And Chazal also asked about it, and they said that Bitlu Yetzer de Avodah Zarah. They canceled the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah. Rav Kook has another explanation. Rav Kook in Zer Onim Bet. It's called Chacham Adif Minavi. Rav Kook explains that of course the Nevi'im had special power, that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, that the Chachamim didn't have special power of Nevu'ah, special power that Ezra and Nehemiah didn't have the same power. But the Chachamim, because they knew there is no Nevu'ah anymore, they started a new system. The system was teaching Halakha. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, they started all the Torah Shebe'al Peh, the Mishnah, all the things that we know today. They started teaching Halakha, teaching everyone to keep Halakha. Rav Kook says, although the Nevi'im had special power that can bring you to wow, to feel inspiring, and מה שלא עשתה הנבואה בכלי מלחמתה החוצבים להבות אש. You can feel Rav Kook when I'm speaking now, this is his sentence. מה שלא עשתה הנבואה בכלי מלחמתה החוצבים להבות אש, עשו החכמים בהעמדת תלמידים הרבה, ובשינון הפרטים, learn all the details, את כל ההלכות, הליכות עולם לא, אל תקרי הליכות אלא הלכות. The change of עם ישראל happened because of learning הלכה, because of keeping הלכה. And Rav Kook says, also in the beginning, when you keep הלכה, you don't feel wow, you don't feel inspired, you don't feel something. Rav Kook says, if you keep הלכה in the full way, when time comes, you feel the special Noam, I would say Noam, Neimut. Maybe yes, of the halakha. Rav Kook says, Yetze ha-Noam ha-Pnimi ha-Chavui bahem. Ha-Chavui, that hidden in the halakha. And we know that all the Jewish history, Yahadut, kept just because of halakha. Just because of keeping halakha, all those thousand years of generations, and we understand that halakha is something that sometimes we understand, sometimes we don't understand. But we know that this is the best way for us to live as Jews. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll try to learn from the sources to understand more. Not always you understand everything. There are things that you don't understand, and you are happy to keep halacha because this is Ratzon Hashem. This is the willing of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Rav Amital was once years ago in Shav Rav Amital Zichrono Livracha. You know, heard about Rav Amital, Rosh Yeshiva of Har Etzion, and he was Shabbos in Gesher. You know what is Gesher? Dateim and Chiloniim together, religious, non-religious. He was Shabbos once, and the Shabbos was very inspiring. And in the end of Shabbos, one of the girls there asked Rav Amital, she told him, I was so inspired this Shabbos, I decided I want to be religious. What is the first thing that I should keep? What would you suggest? Shabbat. Kashrut. Rav Amital had an interesting idea. I mean, how do you answer about question like this? You can feel, I mean, you feel this, you feel... Rav Amital had a special idea. He said, what you are asking was in Am Yisrael, in the first time that Am Yisrael got mitzvot. Am Yisrael didn't keep anything. And the first time that was in Mara, written Sham Samlo Chok U'Mishpat, right? Sham Samlo Chok U'Mishpat. And Chazal says that they taught Mikzat Dinim. Chazal says, what are the things that Am Yisrael was got in Mara, this was in Mara, they said he got Shabbat, Rashi says that, yes? Shabbat, it's Parashat Beshalach. Dinim means Mishpat, yes, law, and Parah Aduma. Shabbat we can understand. First of all the parasha there in Parashat Beshalach before it, the parasha speaks about Shabbos in Parashat Beshalach. And we can understand Shabbos is a special ot, special sign between Am Yisrael and Kodesh Boruch Hu. We can understand Shabbos is something special. Dinim, we can understand, maybe Dinim, you know, without law, everyone can eat his neighbor. I mean, you need law.
It's always,
it's easier. What's that?
It doesn't translate perfectly.
The problem is that you didn't take the Israeli slang here.
No,
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not. Careful with the bandit. אתם מבינים מה זה בעברית? אני אוכל אותך אם אתה תהיה. In English you feel the thing that you would eat him with knife and fork. Okay, no one can survive without חושן משפט. פרה אדומה, this is very strange. פרה אדומה, why פרה אדומה? And Rav Amital explained. Shabbos is special sign. It's okay, Shabbos we can understand. Dinim is something that everyone understands. Everyone understands why it's so important. This is something that kulam mevinim. Lama. Everyone understands why. Why is it important? Para aduma is something that no one understands why. Af echad lo mevin para aduma. And Rav Amital said, you will take Shabbos and take one mitzvah that you like, that you understand, that you are, wow, you feel connected to, and take one mitzvah that you don't understand, you don't like, it's annoying you even, you don't like it at all, and keep also this mitzvah. Because you need to keep also mitzvot that you understand and you are connected, but also things that you don't understand, because you know your goal is לעשות רצון השם, to do what Kodosh Baruch Hu told you to do. And because of this, this is the beginning for you of being a Jewish person. And also for us, a lot of things we understand and we are connected. But we know, there are things we won't understand. And also when we don't understand, we are happy to do Ratzon Hashem ba'olam. This is the most inspiring thing in the world, that you zoche to do what Kodosh Baruch Hu told you to do. I thought that we will learn now for the next few weeks Ilchot Borer, and afterwards Ilchot Bishul, and afterwards other things. We learn Shabbos this year. Is it good for you?
Yeah.
Yes. Good. Okay. Okay, wonderful. So we'll start Borer and then we'll go to Bishul. Do you have any halachical questions now? Something that bothers you here in Eretz Israel? Just arrived? One or two days. Okay. What? wait. In a minute, I didn't say that. One answer.
There are lots of like different grapes and fruit trees in the campus, and I have no idea how to give truma, when to give truma, how those laws work with truma and matzot.
Tomorrow matzot.
Yeah.
Okay. 1 or 2 days. Tomorrow matzot.
What's with the whole with the saying the Torah stuff in the volcano every day?
We say it here every day.
Also, you said it.
1 minute.
Also, you said your harmonics before. Did you say it twice?
That's right.
If you said Ketam HaKetoret already in Karbonis before Baruch Shammah, do you have to say it twice?
Yes.
Yes? Why?
I said it again.
Okay. I will leave now, but I'm ready to answer the continuous all the four Purim, all in one tish or something like this. Try to, if you want. Okay, another question?
Yeah. It's kind of based on his question, but it's quite particular. So, if during Yom Tov, and so it's finished in Israel, let's say, and you
Okay, so today I suggest I'll answer the questions and we'll start Borer next time, because it's good also to start with things that bothers you. To not my thought, I wrote the first one. Why did I write the first one? Yes?
I tried for the Sapelanu if there goes basar in the chicken, with the skin on Shabbat without violating Torah.
Okay, so this we learn in Boyer, so I don't need to answer that. This Shabbat you can take off the skin. Afterwards, I'll The Bnei Israel, when they were dreaming about Eretz Israel, they thought, what is the first thing they want to do here in Eretz Israel? And Tumotu Ma'asot was one of the first issues. Baal Chochmat Adam, you know who is Chochmat Adam? Chaye Adam. Who is Baal Chaye Adam? Chaye Adam, Chochmat Adam. Chaye Adam is Harav Avraham Danzig. Harav Avraham Danzig. He wrote a book of Chaye Adam on the Shulchan Aruch, you know, it's not on, but it's Halachot. He said that from his book, no one will do Kitzur, no one will shorten his book. Because what the name will be?
Kitzur
Chaye Adam. So no one will do Kitzur from his book. He wrote a book on Mitzvot Atliyot Ba'aretz called Sha'arei Tzedek. It's another book of him. And in this book, Chaye Adam is a very famous posek that Rav Lichtenstein likes very much. It's a special posek, and once this was the book, everyone was learning Chaye Adam. One day, not so. And he said, when I'll come the first time to Israel, and I'll do Tumot Ma'asot, and Yafrish Tumot Ma'asot, Avarech Shehechiyanu. I'll say Shehechiyanu. And this is a machloket, if to say Shehechiyanu on mitzvah that you make first time in your life, who from this class never made himself Tumot Ma'asot? Wow. Who made? Someone made? Wow. If you made?
Oh, no. I just let my hand
up. Wow. So you know what? Maybe next year, I'll bring for my garden grapes. Grapes for most of the choices is the Oraita today. And we do your Afrashat Tumot Ma'asot. What do you say?
Yeah.
It's important. I'm telling you why it's so important. This week someone came to me, Ole Chadash. He has a house and he has trees there. He was eating from the trees. And he asked me, I thought I need to do something. I said, really, you ate from the trees? What do you have? He said, apple and grapes. I wanted to tell him, to eat grapes without Tumot Ma'asot, to eat tevel, is mitah bidei shamayim. But I didn't tell him. Wow, to eat tevel, to take, I almost fainted. He ate. Wow, but he's from abroad. He didn't think about it at all. It wasn't in his... Wow, so it's about this. And one Talmid Chacham, that learned in Yeshiva, that made Eliyahu to Alon Shvut, and he made first time in his life Afrashat Tumot Ma'asot, and he's Talmid Chacham, and he asked me afterwards, and I told him what you did was wrong, it wasn't the right way, and he was confused because of something, doesn't matter why, but if you don't do, if never you did something and you do it the first time, First time you have to see it in your eyes, and then you can understand more. And because of this, I think it's very important. And the Chazon Ish, when he came to Israel, 2 days after he arrived here, he wrote a she'ela. לכבוד הוד מרן הרב אברהם יצחק הכהן קוק, הרב הראשי בישראל, וחזון איש אסת שאלה דרב קוק, או רב קוק, about תרומות ומעשרות. He just came to Israel. Came here, שאלה על תרומות ומעשרות. And I think it's very important. Someone is coming to Israel, the first thing he wants to know about תרומות ומעשרות, about מצוות עתיות בארץ, he's staying here. So this is a little פרסומת. Advertising. Tirsomet is like in the television that all, but it's maybe more that I made to Tumot Umasro to give you motivation about it. The beginning of the next shiur, Bezrat Hashem, if someone can SMS me or email me to remember to bring the grapes, I'll do it. But I just say a few words now. Trumot u'masrot is a mitzvah mehatorah. There is machloket rishonim if today it's also the oraita or not the oraita. And there are systems of Sitei Rabbanan, a lot of systems see it also today it's the oraita. There is another machloket, if all fruit is deoraita, or just dagan, tirosh v'itzhar. Dagan is wheat, chamesh b'nei dagan. Tirosh is yain, grapes and yain. There's also machloket if also grapes, or just wine, but let's say also grapes. V'itzhar, itzhar is shemen zayit. Because of this, anavim is for a lot of shitot teoraita. We anavim, but also other things. We say bracha. We do everything the same. Afrashat umot umasrot is something that when you know how to do it, it's okay, no problem. You know how to do it at home. You learn. I'll show you next time. No problem. But one of the problems is when you go to buy in a somewhere, so it becomes very complicated because to do afrashat umot umasrot in a big place, it's very, very complicated. I'll start with the first thing. For umot umasrot, you have to take me'it, 1/100, me'it, and this you are putting in plastic bag and you're chucking. You're not using it. Throwing it out. Me'it at home, it's okay. Me'it, you have 10 apples. So, 10th of one apple. No Noah, right? Me'it is okay. But if you take, you are now Mashgiach Kashrut, you know what is Mashgiach Kashrut?
Yeah.
You are Mashgiach Kashrut, and you need to take Tumot Umasrot now in Shuk HaSitonei. Wow, you have A lot of apples. A lot, I don't know how to say. Dunam. Not dunam. Ton. 2 tons. Also, this is different in the English. It's not kilo. Kilo. Pound. Kilos. 1 minute. A lot of kilos. Now, when you are doing a frashat umot umasrot, you can't say, okay, I'll take more, you know. You have to know how much you are taking. Now, if someone has now, let's say, 1,000 boxes now, it's not the grocery here, yes? It's the shuk. You know what is shuk?
Yeah.
I say shuk.
Shuk.
Shuk. It's a big place. He has 1,000 boxes, so he needs to take 10 boxes. 10 boxes to take, okay, there's no problem, there's no choice, he has to take. But sometimes, if, let's say, one box wasn't full till the end, and the 10 boxes are not meit, they are a little less. The afrashat umot umasrot didn't work at all. Nothing. It must be meit or more than meit. So at home, okay, you take more. Now, this person, Mashgiach Kashrut, needs to do it all the time. It's not once in his life. Every morning, wow, they bring apples, they bring grapes, it's in a rush. He has to do it quick before they take it to the shops. And he needs to measure very quick. He comes to see everything. Now, this is not just a first problem. There are a lot of other things that makes Afashat Umot Umasrot in the public, במגזר הציבורי. Okay, in public, not in the home, anymore. In the shoe, it makes it very complicated. Now, there are a lot of other things. And when you buy in the shuk, so if there is no Ashgacha, doesn't say anything of Tumot Umasrot, you have to do yourself Afashat Tumot Umasrot. You can't rely that someone made. No, now, doesn't say anywhere. So you have to do yourself Afashat Tumot Umasrot. Because it's not Tevel Vadai, you will do it, but without Bracha. You won't say Baruch Atah Hashem, you will do Afashat Tumot Umasrot without bracha. There are places, a lot of places, there is an hechsher. So if there is an hechsher mehadrin, let's say, you see mehadrin, Rabbanut Yerushalayim, Bet Yosef, okay, so you say, we think it's okay. So you won't do a parashat umot umasrot again. If you see something that you don't choose so much, you see an hechsher, you don't know, so sometimes, maybe, you'll do for yourself Afashat Umot Umasrot again without bracha. Maybe. In yeshiva, in here, in Rami Levi, in Super Alon Shvut, no problem. All places here are mehadrin of Umot Umasrot. Also yeshiva, also if you buy here in the grocery, you know what is Rami Levi?
Can
you? You know already, huh? In the Tzomet here. So this is mehadrin, and I, before I started, I went to check the they'll do mehadrin. Now there are, you heard about the Rav Mibrisk. You know what is brisker? Now briskers, they have sometimes, briskers, one side is the Tzioni, the Rav Soloveitchik. The other side, the briskers are the Haredi. Now they are very, it's very frum, very, I don't know if it's frum, but very,
straight.
I don't know if it's the right thing. The Rav Mibrisk, Rav Mibrisk went once to visit Rabbi Isser Zalman Meltzer. You ever heard about Rabbi Isser Zalman? Eben Ha'ezel. He was the grandfather of Rav Amital's wife. He's a great rabbi. Rabbi Isser Zalman was a great rabbi, Rosh Yeshivat Etz Chaim. He went to his house, and Rabbi Isser Zalman gave him an apple. So he took a knife, and he cut a piece for Tumot Umasrot, because he doesn't rely on anyone, not on Rabbi Isser Zalman, not on anyone. So you know what Rabbi Isser Zalman did? He took this piece and ate it. Because if you did once Tumot Umasrot, you can't do it twice. It doesn't count. So I don't do Tumot Umasrot wherever I go. I rely on all religious people, and if it's in other places, I don't. But sometimes, but if you see no Hechsher, so of course you do it. And if, let's say, you are in Tel Aviv, you go to Shuk HaKarmel in Tel Aviv, so 80% of the shops there have no Hechsher on Tumot Umasrot. And a lot of places in Israel. And if you go to visit someone in Tel Aviv, and you don't know if he understands about Tumot Umasrot, so maybe in your plate you'll take a piece of this, and say, and you just say something for Tumot Umasrot, what to say, we learn next time. So, I'm not terrified about, in most places I eat, and I don't do Afrashat Tumot Umasrot again, and here around the Gush I think things are good, but if there is no Hechsher, or something that I'm not sure, someone, a rabbi is written that I don't know exactly, and I know it's complicated in Tumot Umasrot, so then I'll do Afrashat Tumot Umasrot again without Bracha.
You're not allowed to take
Truma
Masa from Tevel on Shabbat,
are you? Shabbos is a problem. You can't take off Tevel, but if we consider where you go to visit that it's not real tevel. You don't know. And maybe you consider it as Dmai. So before Shabbos, you can say, what I'm going to eat on Shabbos will be Trumot Umasrot, and it is a Spanish Nusach to say before Shabbos. This Nusach is written in Shmirat Shabbat Ki Lechata. And then you say it before Shabbos, and on Shabbos, you take a piece of this, and you say, this will be Trumot Umasrot, like I said yesterday.
If I have different kinds of food, an apple and a banana and a pear, can I take just from one of the food and cover all of them?
No.
Different food.
No, you have to take a piece of this and this and this, but in one time you say the nusach for all of them.
And if I have 100 apples, so if I have 100 apples, I can take one apple, but if I have 100 apples and 100 bananas, I have to take one of each.
Right. And also, it can be more complicated, because if a mashgiach kashrut in a public place, let's say there are apples that arrive from this company and more apples from this company, and he didn't see and everything was mixed together. Now he has a big problem, because although everything is apples, he has a big problem because it is taking now a box. He doesn't know if it's from this or from this. What's the problem? Maybe he doesn't know 100% that was no Trumot Umasrot. Maybe some of them in one company they did Trumot Umasrot. The other company didn't do. If he mixes, he can't take an apple that you did Trumot Umasrot in it and take it from the apple that you didn't do. Understand the problem? You tell me? And also in Trumot Umasrot there is Shana Rishona LaShmita, Shniya LaShmita, Shlishit LaShmita, and you can't take from the third year or the fourth year, and apples can be in Keruv, can be in Frigidel, and if they were mixed, the second year and third year, you have to take more than one sort from each apple by itself. But this is just, yes.
If what you just said about that, if they're mixed, you can't take off the one from the last. So now when we go to the sugar things like that, how are we allowed to take?
Because we believe that usually what you buy normally is from the same person, and because it's a fake, so we do it. But there are people who take from each one, but I don't think you need to do it. Just tell me, Aruchat Erev is 7:15? It's now?
Yes.
7:15? Okay, 1 minute.
Do you have to take Truma and Masa if you eat stuff from Israel?
If it's from Israel in England, if no one took it, you have to take. I have a suggestion. First of all, next time I'll teach about the Trumot Umasrot in the beginning. I'll show you here. But I have another suggestion that maybe all the year we'll decide that the first quarter of an hour of the shiur is Shelot Tshuvot. Because you have a lot of Shelot Tshuvot, and then first quarter of an hour will be Shelot Tshuvot, and then we'll go to our subject. It's good for you?
Yeah.
I think it's good because you have a lot of Shelot Tshuvot. Okay, that's the half.